Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, this morning to a couple of places, the 34th Psalm, Psalm 34, and then also John 14, Psalm 34, and John 14. Well, if you wasn't here Friday night, you missed out, I'm telling you. Now, if you're part of this church family, you've got to understand, you're not really getting everything you're supposed to be getting if you don't come to the services, right? And the reason I say that is because it's not just, you know, people think, well, yeah, preachers, they want you to come because they want to have high attendance and they want you to give. Well, I'm not saying that because of that at all. You see people that when things are going good, they don't read their Bible, they don't pray, they don't go to church, and then something happens. And then they want to come in and they want to get help and they want the pastors or whoever, their brothers and sisters, to talk with them and counsel with them and pray with them. And what they're after is they want to get in a couple of hour session what they should have been getting in multiple services and Bible reading and praying for the last 6 months. Amen. And you just can't do it. Now the Lord's merciful. He'll help you. But see, how many understand the Lord is not behind the enemy? Is he?
No.
He's always what? Ahead. And if you'll follow him, you're always where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you'll obey every day, you'll be ready always.
Yes.
All the time. You'll be ready. Anything that comes up, you'll think, well, that's why he preached on that last week.
Yes,
well, that's why the Lord dealt with me about that in my Bible reading a month ago. Well, that's why. Right? And you'll not be caught off guard because we are not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
Amen.
But that's only going to be so if you obey.
Yes.
Now, if you decide you want to fish instead of come to church, and it might not seem like that big of a deal, but you keep doing it and keep doing it. So you don't know what you missed. You don't know the supply you didn't get. You don't know. And it comes up and it catches you and you're not prepared and you're not ready. When if you'd obey God, you could fish on Tuesday and Wednesday if you wanted to. He could make you so blessed that you could fish every other day except Sunday.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, so people don't realize that. They think, well, I have to because I'm a working man and I got to go to work. And I owe, so off to work I go. No, listen, there's another way of living. God can bless you so much until you can be calling the shots in some of these areas. But you won't do it by not obeying God and by putting his stuff last and putting your stuff first. It won't work like that. And another thing, after the service, you know, we've had on Friday nights and Sundays too, but we've had some services that were more powerful than some in previous times. And what's happening is the Lord is being able to turn up some things for us. And it's not just all because of me, and it's not just all because of the Lord. You are a big factor in this, and you're growing.
Yes.
I said you're growing.
Thank you, Lord.
And what's happening is your expectation level is growing.
Yes.
Your ability to hear is increasing.
Amen.
And the Lord will give us all we can take.
Yes.
A lot of times people think, well, why don't we have this yet? Well, so many times people are just not ready for it. They wouldn't know what to do with it, or they wouldn't be faithful with it. They're not ready. I assure you, as soon as we're ready, he pours it on.
Amen.
We're not waiting on him.
Amen.
And I was rejoicing in my spirit these last few weeks because you're coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you're coming up. I can feel it in my spirit. Your faith level. And when we start a service, from the time the first note is struck on an instrument, or if we're praying, or if somebody's preaching or teaching, you affect the whole thing by your level of faith and by your ability to hear and your willingness to receive. And friend, God's going to give us bigger and bigger and stronger and deeper. Hallelujah. Are you ready for that? Or are you believing for that? Well, we began last week on a new series. And our text, our master text, is in Psalm 34. Let's pray before we read this. Release our faith. How many expecting to be bored the rest of the service? Huh? Good. How many know you get what you expect? I mean, you know. Ho-hum, we'll make it through. It'll be okay, you know. So-so. No. No. You can get things I didn't even say. You're not limited to what I know. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. Everything you've done for us, how good you are to us, how gracious, how wonderful. We're so thankful. We don't take it for granted. And Lord, our eyes are on you. Give everybody ears to hear and heart open to receive. Let there come a supply of the Spirit. Let there come revelation of truth that makes free. Impartations and deposits of grace in your goodness, that we may come up to another level, a higher place. Help us to yield to you that our capacity to receive from you may be increased. Our ability to hear may be increased. That you can pour on us all that pleases you. In Jesus' name. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but by your grace we'll be doers. Amen. Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer
of the Word of God.
That
means you don't view church services as entertainment. Right? You're not here to be entertained. And you don't listen to tapes. And you don't read, you know, good books. And you don't listen to teaching and preaching that's of God in the Word just to be entertained and go, that's good. Let me hear another one. That's good. Let me hear another one. Oh, that's great. Let's hear another one. No, you're hearing it to see, what do I do with this? How does this change my life? What do I stop doing? What do I start doing? What do I increase? What do I change? And unless you're a doer, you can go to church all your life and be defeated. You can quote scriptures. You can have closets full of tapes and books. And unless you're a doer, it will not profit you. You'll be defeated. You'll have the same problems 20 years later as you did 20 years before. Amen. The word only works for the doer, yes. The person who puts it into practice. So say it one more time. I'm a doer.
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 Of the Word of God.
Well, we're going to be a doer of this today.
Yes.
In Psalm 34, are you there?
Yes.
This is a wonderful passage of Scripture, isn't it? This Psalm 34. Psalm 34, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. You read it out loud with me if you want to. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now let's stop right there. In my what?
Mouth.
That means you don't just say, well, I'm praising the Lord quietly inside. Huh?
No
what? In my mouth. It's not okay if you go on and on and on and nobody ever hears you say, praise the Lord.
That's right.
That's not okay. You may say, well, no, brother, I'm just the way I am. I'm just reserved. Well, it's not okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to obey the Bible.
Amen.
You may say, well, you believe what you want to and I'll believe what I want to. No, you don't have a right to believe what you want to. I don't have a right to believe what I want to. If Jesus is our Lord, we must believe what he said.
Yeah, right.
Do what he said.
Yes,
right? And besides that, you'll get free.
Yeah.
I said, you'll get free.
Yeah.
You'll get free.
Amen.
Yeah, your children ought to hear you praising the Lord.
Yeah.
Your spouse ought to hear you praising the Lord. You don't have to make a spectacle of yourself on the job, but you know, you hear people cuss on the job. Huh? Somebody drop a tool on their foot and say stuff that they ought not say. Well, what's wrong with you saying praise the Lord? Did you hear me now?
Amen.
No, no. His praise shall continually what?
Be
in my mouth, everybody said out loud, his praise,
shall continually
be in my mouth. Well, if it's in your mouth, other people can hear it.
Amen.
Right? He went on to say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's our master text. We began last week on a series we're calling Free from Fear.
Amen.
We're talking about free from all fear. Is that what this said right here?
Yes, sir.
I sought the Lord. What happened?
He heard me.
And then what happened?
He delivered me
from what?
All fear.
Almost. He delivered me from the worst parts of my fears. I think I'm probably 75% fear free. Is that okay? Don't stop until you've been delivered from all your fears. If you're delivered from all your fears, how much fear would you have? What would you be afraid of? Or afraid to do? Or afraid to be? You wouldn't be afraid of anything. Right? Or anybody? Delivered me from all my fears. How many believe that's a good way to live?
Yes.
Completely free from all fear. Well, last week we began by studying the source of fear. Where fear began. Where you see the beginnings of fear. And we went back to the book of Genesis. And we saw that God created the heavens and the earth. And he created his man. And we have no indication of fear of any kind. In fact, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah and in Revelation that when everything is restored, that the animals won't be afraid of each other. And they won't be afraid of us. And we won't be afraid of them. And there'll be no sorrow and no crying and no curse and no dying. Now, that's the way it was before the fall of man. We have no indication, no reason to believe, and every reason to believe otherwise, that there was no fear in Adam and Eve of God or creation or each other or the devil. No fear of anything until they did what God told them not to do. They disobeyed him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear Displaced, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803B. That's R803B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.